This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
But if you do not ask, it will not be given to you. Here's a couple more scriptures to let you know. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Let's look at this. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. It says, "Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." You see, Jesus is instructing us right there. Where two come together and agree and ask, He said, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Boy, I'm telling you, it's good to know that whatever we ask, we have the petitions of the Lord. So I hope this message is resonating with some of those out there that refuse to ask for help, who refuse to say, "Hey, I need some help here," but you suffer in silence because of your pride. Wow. God is speaking. He said you need to ask. And it says it shall be given to you. Here's another one. I love this. And you know, as you are a part of the body of Christ, you have been born again. Listen to this promise that He gives us. Oh, I love it. I hope you don't miss it here. 1 John chapter 5, verse 15. 1 John chapter 5, verse 15. Listen to what He says here. He says, "And if we know that He hear us." Now we know that God hears everything. It says, "Whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." Oh, wow. I don't know about you, but when you know someone is listening to you, if you know someone can hear you, and when your heart's desire is what their desire is, He says He will give us the petitions of our heart. Man, wow, I tell you, it says we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Why? Because He hears us. He loves us. And more importantly, we love Him. But now, there is a condition to receiving. You know, not just because you're going to ask, you think you're going to get everything. You know, like, and I'm telling you, boy, this is with your kids too. Normally they'll ask something and think just because you're the parent, you're supposed to give it to them. Or family members, just because you're a family member. Or friend, just because they ask, they think they should receive. I don't know about you, but when God blesses us with something, we just should not take what God blessed us and give it to the ungodly. You know, matter of fact, the Bible says, "Don't cast your pearls before swine, because they'll turn and rend on you." When God bless you with something, He wants you to be good stewards of it. So just because you're coming to me to ask, I got some questions as well. I mean, how are you going to use it? Why are you in this situation? I'm not going to be an open bank here where you can think you can just come and get what you want. Oh no, don't be fooled here. And God is saying the same thing. He's saying if you ask, you shall receive, but there are conditions to receive it. Here we go. I hope you're taking notes here. James chapter 4, James chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Let's look at it. James chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. It says, "Ye ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore..."
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.